Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show and the radio home for Twins baseball. Twins off this evening because they played earlier today and they lost. 5-0, they got shut out. But the Twins have been playing good baseball, currently tied for second place in the division with the Cleveland Guardians. And joining us now to talk Twins is an old friend, Brandon Warren. He's been covering the Minnesota Twins for quite some time from Locked On Twins. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Gold Banker Hotline. Brandon, man, it's been a minute. How you doing?
Hey, good evening, my friend. Doing well. I hope you are, too.
I'm good. I'm doing pretty good. I was a little bit frustrated earlier when I watched the Twins lose. But all in all, the last month, man, they have played some really, really good baseball. And I'll say this. Let me start here. There are certain areas of this team that I thought would perform at a high level. And then there was another area that I questioned. I questioned the bullpen. The bullpen has been much better than I anticipated and expected. What has been your thoughts on the bullpen, or maybe what did you expect the bullpen to be coming into the season?
Yeah, I thought the bullpen would be pretty dang good, and for the most part they have been. You know, Jorge Alcala struggled, but he's been pretty good lately too. And so the way it's put together is solid. Certainly it'd be nice if Danny Coulomb was healthy, but ultimately, they have enough guys to cover the roles that they need. The starting rotation and the bullpen, you know, they work in tandem. So if the rotation's given you some length, the bullpen doesn't have to work as much, and vice versa. And so far, they've seemed to work well together to this point, because honestly, they've carried the team. The offense has really struggled, and I think that maybe that's what you were saying, too, as far as that wouldn't have been something you would have expected. So I've been very impressed with the bullpen. I think that they have done the job, maybe even more than done the job, to this point in the season.
You know, when you look at the Twins, I said coming into the season, there were certainly bullet points that I made, predictions, or just like opinions that I had about this team in order to take the next step. And one of the next steps that I said needed to happen was one of the young guys, either Trevor Larnach or Matt Wallner, would need to continue to get better in order for this team to stay relevant. I think that Larnach, even though he's kind of in a little bit of a funk now, I think for the most part he's played well to this point. Wallner, you can give him an incomplete because he's been out so much for so many games with the hamstring injury. But the other part of that was from a pitching perspective. I said that Bailey Ober cannot regress. He has not regressed. What do you make of Bailey Ober, and do you think that he is going to be a staple in this starting rotation for years to come?
I mean, he's older than people realize, and so maybe that's the only thing, you know, because he's only been in the big leagues for a couple of years, but he's getting closer to 30. But as far as what he brings to the table, the way they handled him a few years ago, I know a lot of people didn't really love the, you know, 75 pitches or five innings and that's it. And now they're reaping the benefits. You know, he's had some tough starts in Missouri. I tell you what, between Casey and St. Louis the last 2 years, he's not really enjoyed pitching in the state of Missouri, a state that you are very, very familiar with. But he has turned into everything they could have wanted from the plan that they had set up for him. And they're kind of handling Zebby Matthews that way. They're going to probably handle David Fessa that way. But I think, you know, I think Joe Ryan's been their best starter. I think Pablo is their most recognizable starter. But kind of the unheralded guy that just gets it done every 5 days is Bailey Ober. And, you know, he doesn't throw that hard. He doesn't strike as many guys out as Joe Ryan does. But every single time through the rotation, he gives you a chance. And there were some years that I covered this team, and certainly you as well, where they didn't have two guys who could do this, let alone four or five.
Agreed. Agreed. I totally agree with you. We're talking to Brandon Warren from Locked On Twins here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Earlier today, right here on the station, the Twins lost to the Tampa Bay Rays. 5-0, got shut out. Pablo Lopez, with 5 innings, gave up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, couple of walks, only struck out 3, a couple of home runs he gave up on 95 pitches. Pablo is, look, he's an outstanding pitcher. We all know that. Today was not his day, though. What did you see from Pablo today? Because one of the things that felt like to me, it seemed as though the heat got to him a little bit. It seemed like, I don't want to say that he was struggling with the heat, but it seemed like it seemed like it gave him some issues.
It was a factor. Yeah, I think what I kind of expected was, this is a guy who pitched in Miami, and so I was wondering if maybe he'd be best equipped of the three that they had go in the series. And, I mean, he wasn't bad. And, you know, we saw the mound have that kind of divot/whatever kick up, and I don't know if that was an issue for him. You know, he obviously, the mound was in the best condition. But, you know, Rasmussen on the other side seemed to do a pretty good job. And it just every now and then you're going to throw a clunker. The guys that can beat you on Tampa Bay are Aranda and Caminero. And, you know, that's kind of what happened here in 2 of the 3 games. So I think it was more just, yeah, it was kind of a clunker, and the heat certainly didn't help. And then he had that one inning where he threw 31 pitches. I think it was 31 or 32, which was a high for him this season. And in that heat, it's hard to come back from that. And then in that inning, Royce Lewis grounds into a first pitch double play. And luckily, Christian Vasquez, the savvy veteran that he was, took his time out and took his time at the plate, just kind of taking a long plate appearance. You know, that's what veterans will do for you. But he had to get back out there again real quick, and that's tough on a day like that. So he battled. He gave him a chance, and that's really all you can ask for on a day when you don't have your best stuff.
What are you seeing right now from Royce Lewis? Because he's clearly struggling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think we're conditioned to, you know, believe things are going to come easy for him because he came back from that knee injury and missing like multiple years and hit the ground running. And I think this is just one of those like sophomore slump, second year adjustments where eventually you figure out what guys are trying to do to you and you readjust. And, you know, he did hit the ball hard. I think his last two games, he had a few batted balls at 100 or 95 miles per hour. Had that one that took the outfielder to the fence but didn't get out. I think he's getting closer, and certainly the Twins desperately need that. They need him to find it like Carlos Correa seems to have found it. They need Byron Buxton to get back. They need Matt Wallner to get back. They can't have Cody Clemens be the second coming of Barry Bonds for, you know, the next few weeks. It's eventually that magic is going to run out. And so they got to find a place to score runs. And I think Royce Lewis is going to be a big part of that whenever that happens. And hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I think that Royce Lewis, he's got the it factor. He's a phenomenal talent, extremely, you know, articulate guy. He's got plenty of the tools, but how do you view him in this present moment? Like, do you, when you look at him, cause me and Chris have debated this. He's on one side of it. I'm on the other side. He views Royce Lewis as a star. I don't believe that Royce Lewis is a star. Do I think that he could develop into being a star? Yes. I don't think that he is a star in Major League Baseball right now.
Could you compare him to like a Jaden McDaniels where it's like, you can see the potential there. You can see the ability there, but calling them a star at this point would be a little hasty. Like, I think the pedigree is there for Lewis. Obviously, being drafted number one overall is always going to carry those expectations. And I think that it's been there in the past. There's been some of the evidence there that he's capable of it. But, you know, we're going on 300-plus plate appearances where he's really been struggling. And I think that's where you got to kind of pull back and say, all right, we know what he's capable of. We also know what he's doing right now. You got to find some happy medium. I would not say he's a star. I think he's in that arena, but he's not in the inner circle.
With everyday position players, who would you say is the most valuable player for the Minnesota Twins? Who was the person that when we talk about this team is most successful, he's that guy?
It's got to be Buxton. I just think because he affects the game in multiple ways. With Correa, it's bat and glove, but it's not the wheels. I think the wheels are a very key difference. And we've seen Buxton on the opposite, or, you know, on the wrong side of 30, still showing that he can run almost as good, if not as good as he has in the past. My point doesn't really hold up when you consider how well they played without him. But I think, you know, up the middle talent is always going to be huge for you. Jeffers, Correa, all those guys up the middle. But it's Buxton for me, and it's probably by a pretty fair margin.
You know, the thing that me and Chris agreed on when these guys were brought into the organization was Ty France. We were like, thumbs up there, because that guy is the perfect candidate to have a bounce-back season. Harrison Bader, you need a guy like that that can defensively get the job done if Buxton, when and if Buxton's going to miss some games, which he's missed some games here recently. But the thing about Bader that I didn't really realize, man, when he's on the bases, he's going to take a bag. Like, that guy's good at stealing bases. I just didn't really realize he was as fast as he is.
He's one of the most technically sound players I can remember the Twins having recently. He does everything by the book to the T, as Tom Emanski would teach you. And if he doesn't, he makes sure to do it better the next time. It's incredible the amount of dedication and importance he places on that. And, you know, he was a pretty big-time prospect coming up with the Cardinals. He had a couple tough years. He bounced between the two New York teams, and I think he's found a home in Minnesota where he's doing pretty well. I mean, I don't know that it's any sort of long-term thing. The Twins got some pretty good outfield prospects, but I'm very glad that they went and got him because he's been also a really nice revelation for them. Certainly thinks that he's been dealing with a couple of nicks and cuts here recently, but in general, he's been one of the better free agent signings I can remember the Twins making in recent memory.
All right, the schedule here coming up with the Minnesota Twins has them heading to Seattle this weekend for their next series. I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't seen Seattle play to this particular point here this season. What do you know about the Seattle Mariners for the year 2025?
They got more power than they usually do. Cal Raleigh has 19 home runs. He's been just smoking the ball. That's their catcher. That's a whole lot of fun to watch. Jorge Polanco's been having a pretty nice resurgence season, and they're always going to have good starting pitching, because the top end of their rotation is very tough. They're going to get Luis Castillo on Saturday because it's the Fox game that I've been working on. So I know that they're going to have Ober against Castillo Saturday. They're going to face their best. And so we'll see how the Twins respond to that. But it's a good ball club. It's been a team that hasn't scored runs much in the past, but they've been a little better at that this year. And again, you got to keep them in the yard, which is something that this staff actually has done a pretty good job with this year.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm glad that you're well, and let's do it again soon.
You got it. Be good.
All right, take care. This is Brandon Warren. Check out his fine work with Locked On Twins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.